Happy Valentine's Day. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Have you ever been on a plane and had turbulence? I have never had like really severe turbulence.
Me neither.
It scares
me. I've had mild turbulence, but nothing like super, super
scary. Were you scared, Liv?
Yeah, I mean, I was. It was like enough turbulence to be like, oh, goodness, but it wasn't so bad. I was throwing up.
Okay. Well, five people are injured after a Delta Airlines flight from California experienced severe turbulence and was forced to make an emergency landing in Nevada. This happened yesterday. Flight 5763 was heading to Seattle, Washington from Santa Ana, California when the extreme turbulence forced the plane to land in Reno, Nevada. Five people in total were injured, with three being taken to the hospital. There's video taken after it happened. And you know how the drink cart like is on the wheels rolling down?
Yeah.
It got flipped upside down. The turbulence
was
so bad.
Yeah, I would have been in tears because I would have been scared that we were going down.
No, I mean, I would have been like trying to grab anything I could, because even if we live, I'm like, well, maybe I can get some extra snacks out of this deal. Or if I'm going down, I'm getting the good stuff. Give me that gin and tonic, please. To infinity and beyond, well, no longer. NASA's Mars rover was pronounced dead yesterday, RIP, 15 years after it landed on the planet. The vehicle, if you didn't know, gathers information about the red planet. I guess, because I didn't know this, it was only built to operate for 3 months. So they spent all this time to send it up there, and it's only supposed to maybe last 3 months. Well, it actually lasted for 15 years.
Holy cow. What is it supposed to do? Like self-destruct?
No, it just like they were saying that was the expectancy. They thought maybe that's as long as it can handle the conditions, but it went for that long. That's incredible. So, yep, it roamed 28 miles on the red planet, and it says that it worked longer than any other lander in the history of space exploration. So
cool.
Can't wait to see what we're doing with Space Force. Hopefully we can send one up there.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, if you got a Ford, check this out. This is kind of crazy. They were calling 1.5 million pickup trucks because the transmission, and this is scary, can suddenly downshift into first gear.
Ooh.
That's not good. That's not good at all. The issue has caused at least five accidents, including one that caused a whiplash injury from a sudden downshift. The recalled Ford F-150s are from 2011 through 2013. Those are the models with a six-speed automatic transmission. So if you have one or know somebody, get that checked out. That's not safe. Alex, do you like chicken and waffles?
I do. I just don't put any syrup on it. I just do a plain dry piece of chicken, plain dry piece of waffle.
You are so basic. The syrup is what makes the chicken and waffles
Picky
the sweet
eater.
And the savory. Okay, well, I love chicken and waffles too. One of my favorite dishes. This is disgusting though, I think. A chicken and waffle cereal is coming to Walmart.
Ooh, nope.
Post chicken and waffle honey bunches of oats will hit Walmart across the U.S. starting March 7th. It'll only be at Walmart, but I'm sorry. I got excited. Then I'm like, what, a cereal?
Well, I thought, didn't Lay's come out with a chicken and waffle flavor? People like that.
The chips, yeah. I've never tried them.
Oh, really?
I still like to.
I never try a lot of their crazy stuff. Like, they had, like, a ketchup chip. I'm like, bleh.
Dude, I've had the ketchup chips.
Gross.
I loved those in high school. You could only get them in Canada. And I had a friend whose mom and dad were from Canada. So whenever they went there to visit family, they would bring back a bunch of bags
How
of ketchup chips.
Okay, I never had them, but that sounds disgusting. Ketchup chips?
I have heard a lot of people say they're good.
So good. And if you mix a ketchup chip with a pickle chip...
I mean, it makes sense to me because a chip is a potato and you put ketchup on fries.
Exactly.
So it makes sense.
Joe,
I don't
know.
It just sounds gross. I love to smear ketchup on my hash browns.
I love ketchup on hash browns. I love ketchup on eggs. And I know for a fact that you have definitely dipped a potato chip in ketchup in your life before.
Never,
Joe.
I swear.
I don't believe
I'm like
that
Alex
for a
freaking
second.
Out trying fruit. I will not do it. But it's weird. I will actually do it the other way. Okay. And finally, if you're looking for love online this Valentine's Day, please watch out for scammers. The Federal Trade Commission has 2,100 reports of people getting scammed by internet lovers in 2018 alone. Not only did people get hurt in the love department, you know, it kind of sucks to find out they're not real, they got hurt in the financial department. They lost $143 million, which was more than any other type of consumer fraud that the FTC identified last
year. That is the biggest crock of crap. Like, the people that are like, I'm dating somebody online and he asked me for $100, I just thought I would send it to him, even though I've never met him or talked to him on the phone or Skyped.
You're talking rationally, though. I mean, you have to understand, these are some people that are good people, but they just want love. And I hate to say the word desperate, but sometimes you look past things. Yeah, logically, we're like, are you a dummy? Don't do that.
Catfish has been on MTV for long enough now. There should be no excuses.
Okay, well, that's the thing you bring up, which is interesting. Like, catfish, well, that's younger people. They're saying the median amount that people lost last year in 2018 was about $2,600. So, I mean, that's a lot, but not like life. It's not going to ruin your life. But people that are over 70, it spiked to at least 10 grand. Because it's older people that have probably lost their loved ones. Like, oh my gosh, this person looks like an old person too, and they're showing interest in me, and I'm want some love. A little word of advice, which duh, makes sense. The FTC says, don't give money to someone you've met only on the computer. My mom never gave money, but she used to like talk about like somebody being lonely, but she's only probably like in her 40s at the time, but she knew nothing about the internet. She would have packages, like, they would be shipped to our place.
No way. Packages of what?
Just different products, like Bluetooth and different things. And they came, like, nobody ever picked them up. So, like, we got a bunch of free stuff illegally, but I don't know. It's just, I'm like, Mom, what the hell are you doing? She's like, nothing. I'm like, I think what you're doing is illegal.
I don't understand. Like, she was talking to people and her, like, online lovers were sending packages.
This one guy that, like, apparently she, I don't know. I don't know all the details, Alex, and to be honest, I don't want to know.
It's Valentine's Day. I need you to ask your mom about her love life.
I don't want to know if my mom was, Skyping or cybering. No, thank you. I'm good with that. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.